This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
We'll begin with those protests on campuses across the country, some of which have turned violent. The AP's Jennifer King.
Police have made more than 1,000 arrests nationwide in response to demonstrations that have sprung up on college campuses to protest the plight of Palestinians in the Israel-Hamas war. At Columbia University in New York City late last night, police carrying zip ties and riot shields climbed into Hamilton Hall to reclaim the administration building from a group of protesters who've been calling on the school to divest from Israel and the war effort. Carlos Nieves is an assistant commissioner with the NYPD.
Hamilton Hall is now secure. There's no one else left in the building. The quad is now empty.
Dozens of protesters were loaded onto police buses. The university has asked for police to remain there through May 17th. Earlier this morning, over UCLA, a chopper with ABC 7 Los Angeles captured the moment police arrived after physical clashes broke out overnight between dueling groups.
The ECHP officers are putting on full riot gear.
Earlier aerial footage showed security guards looking on as people hit each other with fists, sticks, and pieces of plywood barricades.
Fist fight after fist fight.
Audio courtesy ABC 7 Los Angeles. I'm Jennifer King.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken in Israel says now is the time for a ceasefire agreement in the Israel-Hamas war. Florida's got a new abortion ban. The AP's Donna Warder.
The Florida law that has just taken effect bans most abortions after 6 weeks of pregnancy. There are exceptions to save a woman's life and in cases of rape and incest.
A subsidiary of Johnson & Johnson has come up with an idea to pay billions over 25 years as part of a settlement to cover allegations that its baby powder containing talc caused ovarian cancer. A tornado rolled through Westmoreland, Kansas last night, killing one person and destroying houses, RVs, and outbuildings. Three people injured. This is AP News. The latest now on patents for some popular drugs. The AP's Ed Donahue.
The Federal Trade Commission is challenging patents on 20 brand name drugs. On the list is the weight loss injection Ozempic. There's also drugs for diabetes, asthma, and other respiratory conditions. The FTC claims certain patents filed by Novo Nordisk, GlaxoSmithKline, AstraZeneca, and seven other companies are inaccurate or misleading. The Biden administration is targeting pharmaceutical industry practices that drive up the price of prescriptions. Patents are used to protect medicine and hold off cheaper generic medicines. Once a patent expires, generic drug makers can launch their own versions. No comment from the maker of Ozempic, Novo Nordisk. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Gas is $3.66 a gallon today, the same as a week ago, but up 13 cents in a month. If you're in California, gas is $5.38 a gallon. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.